The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Visit vomradio.net/IDOP.
Spin to the left and spin to the right. But when you really want to know, turn to the Don Crow Show. Turn to the Don Crow Show. Live from the WAVAFM Passport Auto Group Studios, it's the Don Crow Show on 105.1 FM WAVA.
The Don Crow Show is brought to you in part by Local Expert Realty, where Realtor Christy Moore promises she'll sell your home in 58 days or she'll buy it. And here's her phone number, 866-404-5858. That's 866-404-5858. Or just go to soldin58.com on the web. That's soldin and the numbers 58.com. Once again, welcome you to another hour of the Don Crow Show, and continuing to thank you for your help with the Bible League. We'll give you an update on that in a couple of minutes. As always, great to have you with us. No fun when you're not here. So Julie and I both agree it's very important that you're there so we can be here. In a recent column at Daily Signal, my friend Tim Gagline says, why faith, he wrote a book, the column is called Why Faith is Key to Preserving Our Liberties. We're going to talk about that with Tim in just a few minutes. Of course, he also co-author of a new book that we'll again remind you about coming up. That's in just a few minutes this hour. And I was also looking at some news. Of course, many of you tracking these things as well. This is a piece from stream.org. Attorney General William Barr said yesterday that the federal prosecutor leading an investigation into the origins of the Trump-Russia probe has made, in his words, quote, great progress. Barr defended the prosecutor, John Durham, as having, again quoting, great reputation for nonpartisanship. This was in an interview with Fox News. He's a by-the-book kind of guy. He's thorough and fair. And I'm confident he's going to get to the bottom of things, said Barr, speaking about Durham, the U.S. attorney for Connecticut. There's more to the story. You can check out at stream.org. But as I read that, in fact, I posted it on my own Facebook page saying, I've for a long time been convinced that some very, very big shoes are going to drop before all of this is over. For those of us who have said, how is it that some of the most egregious violations of federal law and international law, for that matter, and much more, how is it these things have not come to light? How is it that they all get swept under the rug or shoved under the bed or whatever metaphor works, while stuff that really has no basis in fact is just driven down our throats on a daily basis? Well, I simply believe that, as the old German proverb that our professor at college used to quote says, the wheels of justice grind slow, but they grind exceedingly fine. And I believe that, Paul said it in these words biblically. He said, there's nothing that happens in secret that will not ultimately be brought to light. Maybe not all of it in this life, but more than some would wish, I'll tell you. So I think prayers are in order for those who are pursuing, not partisan politics, but those who are pursuing the truth in these matters. New York passes Johnson Amendment barring churches, nonprofits from endorsing political endorsements, that is. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo signing a law into law, a bill that prohibits churches and other nonprofits from campaigning for or against political candidates. Signing Senate Bill S-4347 last week, creating a state-level equivalent to the current federal Johnson Amendment, which bans electioneering among nonprofits. In a statement last Wednesday, Cuomo said that he felt the law was necessary in response to efforts by the Trump administration to weaken the Johnson Amendment. Well, there are other presidents who have realized this amendment never should have had the far-reaching effects. In fact, as I understand it and recall, Johnson himself did not intend it to muzzle the churches the way it has. So anyway, we'll follow that story further. But of course, it's another attack on a president who, in my view, is doing an incredible job. I want to thank Justin in La Plata, Maryland, for his gift of four more Bibles, $20 gift. Thank you, my friend Justin. Appreciate that. And others of you as well. All we need, and I mentioned this last hour, if you'd like to hear me quit talking about the campaign because it's over, you've made your gift and you want it done, well, let me tell you how easily we can do that together. If 16 of you will do what Kimberly from Arlington did just in the last 24 hours, if just 16 more of you will pick up the phone or go online as she did and make a donation to the Bible League of $500, that's 100 Bibles, of course, apiece. $500 provides 100 Bibles. If 16 of you will do that, we won't have to talk about this anymore this month. We'll have done the job. We will have provided nearly 7,000 copies of God's Word to our desperately needy fellow Christians. This right smack in the middle of the International Day of Persecution, International Day of Prayer for the Persecuted Church, which, of course, is coming up Sunday. And really, I think this entire month we're focusing on the suffering church, as well we should. But if 16 of you can see your way clear to make an investment of $500 one time by calling 800-YES-WORD, 800-937-9673, or going online to WAVA.com, we'll be done. But you say, Don, I'd love to do that. I can't swing that kind of money. How about $32, 32 people giving $250, which is 50 Bibles. 32 folks giving $250, 32 folks giving $250 will get us there as well. Or I have one more figure, one more level, 79 people who could at least give a $100 gift. And so many of you have done that. Chong and Alexandria, I thanked in the earlier hour for a $100 gift. So many of you have given that amount. If you can do that, that will get us where we need to be. But obviously, it simply is a combination of everybody doing something, and I can't thank you enough for what you've done so far. We are within 1,500 and some Bibles of our goal, 1,577 to be exact, so anything you can give is going to get us closer to the goal and up over the top. Number to call with your gift, your goal, your gift of any amount toward that goal is 800-YES-WORD. 800-937-9673. 800-937-9673. Online at our website, WAVA.com. Just click on the Stand With Them Bibles for the Persecuted Church banner right there on our homepage.
Dr. Brian Paris. He's the founder of I Hate Knee Pain. And folks, he's in studio with me this morning. Doc, I Hate Knee Pain completely fixed my knee problem. How can our listeners with knee pain like I had get the same treatment and pain relief?
Rich, most people with knee pain, they're steered towards cortisone and knee replacements. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't have to be that way. It's super simple. All you have to do is give us a call at 301-679-7900, or you can visit us online at IHateKneePain.com, and we can help you get rid of your knee pain and keep you off the operating table. Super simple. 679-7900, IHateKneePain.com.
Folks, it's an amazing program. It truly cares about its patients, so I urge you to head on over to IHateKneePain.com in Rockville and stop living with knee pain. I did, and I'm never looking back. With the exception of Medicaid, all major medical insurance and Medicare is accepted.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results vary. Exclusions apply.
Contacts and glasses are such a hassle. I'd love to finally get LASIK, but...
I'm going to stop you right there. If you want LASIK, then the LASIK Vision Institute has officially taken away everything standing in your way.
Isn't LASIK expensive?
Not at the LASIK Vision Institute. We're offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. See for free if LASIK is right for you by texting RADIO to 350-350.
But I'm really busy.
A text only takes seconds, and the LASIK procedure typically only takes 15 minutes. And best of all, most patients can get back to work the following day.
I had no idea.
The LASIK Vision Institute uses the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision. We've performed over 1.3 million procedures. That's experience you can trust. And we're offering 20% off our already low-cost services.
What's that text again?
Text RADIO to 350-350. That's RADIO to 350-350 to schedule your free consultation today.
My part-time service in the Army National Guard makes it possible for me to be more for the community I call home. I'm a better neighbor because my service has taught me how important it is to be a team player. My training helps me in my classes when I give attention to detail to the task at hand. My service in the Army National Guard allows me to keep my country safe from threats. Learn more about how you too can live and serve part-time by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Virginia Army National Guard. Aired by the Virginia Association of Broadcasters and this station.
It's never easy to be homeless, but when you add in Thanksgiving and the uncertainty of a meal, it's even worse. But when someone like Cindy comes to Central Union Mission, it can all be taken away.
Out here, I'm losing my faith. But during the holidays, you know, they say how we're appreciated. And I say, no, you guys are the blessings.
So make sure Thanksgiving meals are available at Central Union Mission by giving a gift today at missiondc.org. Don't forget the mission in your CFC contributions.
Message and data rates may apply.
Do you want to learn how to get started making money flipping houses right here in Washington, D.C.? If so, we have an amazing opportunity for you. We're looking for a small group of motivated individuals to join our real estate investing team. You'll be introduced to our three-step system for flipping homes right here in the local area. This is Paula Sagan, star of A&E's hit TV show, Flip This House. My team and I are looking for a handful of people in Washington, D.C. who want to learn how to get started making money flipping houses in your spare time using other people's money. Washington, D.C. is a perfect market for my system, and next week, I'm holding a free two-hour educational workshop where you'll learn how to get started flipping homes and how to build long-term wealth with income properties.
Get two free tickets to Paul's workshop. Text your five-digit zip code to 37,000. Seating is extremely limited, so text your five-digit zip code to 37,000. Text in the next 10 minutes, and you'll also reserve a free copy of Paul's Money for Deals guide. Just text your zip code to 37,000.
Do you have a leaky faucet, a running toilet, lights that don't work, or worse yet, a heating and air conditioning system that's been ignored for years? It's time to take some action and go to aactionhomeservices.com, licensed in Maryland, Virginia, and D.C. with a 100% satisfaction guarantee.
National competition for your business is eating away at your customer base.
Like digital marketing minions swallowing your customers one by one.
You need Salem Surround. When a customer does a search, they need to find your business, not the competition. Your contact information needs to be accurate and all over the web. You need the right tools to turn visitors into leads. Contact Salem Surround for a free evaluation of your digital presence. Learn more at surrounddc.com. Surrounddc.com. Connecting you with new customers.
John Crow Show on WAVA. In a recent column at the Daily Signal titled Why Faith is Key to Preserving Our Liberties, my guest this hour wrote that our nation's founders understood that faith, when freely expressed and practiced, would lead to more freedom instead of less and would provide a framework for all to be treated with the utmost respect and dignity. And he added, is it any question? Actually, a very important question he asks. Is it any coincidence that the increasing clampdown on personal freedoms and the call for greater government control in all aspects of our lives has come at the same time that religious freedom has come under withering, and that's a good word, withering attack? Tim Gagline is Vice President for External and Government Relations at Focus on the Family, the author of some great books, The Man in the Middle, Faith and Politics in the George W. Bush Era. It's a personal political memoir. And also just published by Regnery, his latest, American Restoration, How Faith, Family, and Personal Sacrifice Can Heal Our Nation. Tim, always good to have you on the show. Welcome.
Don, it's great to be with you. A real honor as always.
Well, you open your article by referencing a recent speech being given or having been given at, I believe, Notre Dame by the USAG, William Barr. What was it about that speech that caught your attention?
Well, may I say, two speeches in the last 10 days. The first one that you mentioned by Attorney General Bill Barr at Notre Dame was overwhelmingly the most important religious liberty speech given in the entire Trump-Pence presidency. And in fact, Don, it's one of the most important speeches at a cabinet level, really, in the last 25 years. It is a tour de force, and every person of faith, and especially our fellow Christians, should read this speech and share it very widely. It goes to the heart of what are the ramifications in 21st century America for militant secularism. And the answer, the short answer to that, and the motivation for my writing the piece on the Daily Signal based on our new book, American Restoration, is that we are facing a frontal assault on our religious liberty and rights of conscience, which are fully guaranteed in the United States Constitution. That is the importance of the Bill Barr speech, and it is the thing that makes this speech not just worth reading, but makes it mostly and entirely relevant to the larger national debate we are seeing among those who want to be the next president of the United States. Beto O'Rourke made some startling, shocking, astonishing comments just 2 weeks ago in a debate where he said that churches who do not accept his opinion of what constitutes a marriage should lose their tax exemption. The Washington Examiner, I think, rightfully said that Beto O'Rourke has kind of emerged as what they call a canary in the progressive coal mine. I like that very much. And Bill Barr really teases out this kind of radical secularization in a way that I think is very, very important, Don.
Well, what back to a basic point that I think you're addressing regarding our history and that of any nation. It really is naive to the ultimate to think that any nation can operate without some kinds of controls in place. And it's going to be one or another. Either the freedoms that the controls of Scripture itself and our faith bring us, a great latitude of freedom that we're offered under the Word of God, or a dictatorship such as Communist China or any number of other despots that have just grabbed the authority and ruled the world by their own fiat.
Absolutely right. Well said. The greatest single insight on human nature, and I know this is a big comment, the single greatest insight on human nature at the Constitutional Convention and among our founding fathers was probably that which was shared by John Adams. He said that there is no liberty for license. There is no liberty for this kind of, decoupling, artificial divorce between human nature and our spiritual sense. This is the entire reality of the exceptional nature of the founding of America, that without religious liberty, we would not have the United States of America. In other words, if you divorce religious liberty protected in the United States Constitution from the concept of what is the United States of America, then you simply have another country altogether. I remember, Don, coming on your great program during the height of the debate over Obamacare. And President Obama, and this is very important, I think, that people of faith remember this. President Obama continually promised over and over and over that there would be, you know, no violation of basic religious liberty under Obamacare. And then all of a sudden, the next thing we know, we have a group of American Catholic nuns who are essentially being assaulted for their defense of religious liberty. I mean, we had three major cases at the Supreme Court, you know, which essentially were an answer to the lack of candor and truth on the part of President Obama. So you are, you know, more than right as ever, and we are living in what Bill Barr called the age of uncertainty when it comes to this question of feeling secure about what the Constitution guarantees regarding our religious rights.
As you're talking about it, and I'm looking again at your article, you do quote Barr, and it kind of references back to the basic point, at least very strong in my mind. People are saying, what's happened to our country? Everything seems to have come unglued. Well, we've lost the glue, if you will, out of the seams of our nation that holds together. And he says, unless you have effective restraint, you end up with something equally dangerous, licentiousness, the unbridled pursuit of personal appetites at the expense of the common good. Just another form of tyranny. Boy, talk about a cogent analysis of what we're all looking at in our culture.
Absolutely. And that was the reference I made just a moment ago, Don, where Bill Barr was brilliantly echoing John Adams. And by the way, the greatest foreign observer of America, Alexis de Tocqueville, who came to the United States in the 1830s, made precisely this same observation about America. I love that wonderful quip from the late great writer Flannery O'Connor, when she said that the truth does not change according to our ability to stomach it. I love that. You know, there are timeless, immutable truths, and one of the timeless, immutable, central truths of the United States Constitution is that if we are not free religiously, if we are not free in our conscience, then ultimately we are not free at all. And if there is no conditional check on this kind of unfettered frontal assault on religious liberty and rights of conscience, then what you have is you have, a period of decadence and decline, which is the thing that I think in this debate about religious liberty, that those of us who love America, who love religious liberty, who honor conscience, this is the thing that we most are concerned about. Yeah, and by the way, it is the major concern, going back to your opening comment, Don, it is the major concern among Christians who are parents and grandparents. They look at what's happening in a very coarsened culture, in a rather toxic and acidic time, in our public life. And they are very concerned about the country that they are leaving to their children and grandchildren. And this is the question we raise in our book, American Restoration, that if we are to have an American Restoration, it's not going to become possible because Silicon Valley or Hollywood or Washington or Wall Street will impose something from the top down. It will rise organically from restoration, renewal, generation in family, in marriage, in parenting, in the church above all, in our communities and in our neighborhoods. And this is something that Bill Barr gets at just beautifully.
Well, you remind me in our conversation of one of my favorite pop theologians and poets, et cetera, Bob Dylan, who actually wrote a song, said, everybody's got to serve somebody. And that really is reflected in our culture. Whether we're serving, as Barr says, licentiousness and self-indulgence, or whether we're being dictated to by some despot, we are not as free as we like to think, except under the restraints of the Christian heritage that God has given us here in this country.
I could not agree more. The late, great Chuck Colson made an observation, Don, that I think is more relevant now, more timely, more topical to those of us who are men and women of faith. He said, for all of the importance of public life, salvation will never arrive on Air Force One. Mm. And Chuck was exactly right. The role of the church in the United States has never been more important than now. And the church is strongest, Don, when it's the church. God gives us government. God gives us the public policy process. We at Focus on the Family certainly honor that. You know, the best and strongest and first civilizations are the family. That's absolutely the case. But the church is strongest and best, and certainly more relevant now than ever when it steps into the public square and is the church and reminds us that there are eternal truths, and the most important one is that Jesus Christ is risen, and that this reality should be able to be expressed openly, engagingly, and with joy, and that there should never, ever be any kind of punishment for someone standing up in the public square to say what he or she believes.
Final question. I just had a conversation in the earlier hour with Sebastian Gorka talking about his new book. But one of the things we talked about was, one of the questions I raised for him was concern over the fact that multiplied millions of Christians, evangelical Christians, have through the years sat out in some of these critical elections because they did not have the candidate that they felt they wanted to vote for or could vote for. And in my view, we've been paying a price for that lack of diligence and that lack of responsibility. What do you think? Can you speak to that as to the importance of the evangelical world itself getting out and voting come 2020, which is so decisive?
I'm so glad that you raised this point. You know, the very first, and I'm not exaggerating, Don, the most important, the very first duty of Christian citizenship is to vote. And people who do not share our worldview, they don't realize what a electrifying reality it is for those people who don't share our view to think, oh, they're discouraged, they're despaired, they're going to stand down, they're going to to drop out. That kind of apathy is the thing that only helps advance those who don't agree with us in the public square. To say it in a crystalline manner, it's very important, eagerly, earnestly, that men and women of faith vote, that they get out and vote, that they encourage their neighbors to vote, that they encourage people in their parish or church to vote. Voting is one of the great duties as a Christian citizen, and of course in Northern Virginia and other parts of the country, voting is coming right up. It's very important that Christians step up, step out, and get to the polls.
On that note, we'll visit again soon, but we'll move to our break. But thank you, my friend, very much. I'll mention your book again, and I hope we can talk again soon.
Thank you, Don. Be blessed.
Again, Tim Gegline, Vice President of External and Government Relations with Focus on the Family and co-author of a book that I highly recommend, American Restoration, How Faith, Family, and Personal Sacrifice Can Heal Our Nation.
The annual enrollment for Medicare is coming soon, so we're here at Health Markets, a free service to help make sure you have the right Medicare plan. Mike, there's a lot going on here.
There sure is. Health Markets has invented the Fit Score to instantly compare thousands of Medicare plans from national insurance companies. In minutes, folks can find out if their current plan is the right fit or if there's another plan that can provide extra coverage and help save money. Best of all, the service is free.
So what Medicare benefits could people be missing out on?
A lot. Plans with $0 copays, $0 deductibles, and $0 premiums. Plans that include dental and vision coverage, or diabetic supplies, hearing aids, and more at no additional cost. With so many choices, our advice is don't go it alone when there's a free, unbiased service that can help.
Go to healthmarkets.com or call 800-741-2930. That's 800-741-2930. 800-741-2930.
Were you promised your home would sell? It didn't, and your agent disappeared? You're not alone. 42% of houses currently on the market will not sell. I'm Christy Moore, founder of Local Expert Realty. We just helped 7 home sellers in the Metro DC area sell their house even when it didn't sell the first time. Call now at 866-404-5858. I will sell your house and than 58 days, or I'll buy it. Call now at 866-404-5858.
Certain conditions or exceptions may apply.
We've helped over 100 listeners sell their house for top dollar. Listen to what they have to say.
We had a property that we had rented it out. We were selling our property in the wintertime. We actually sold our house 5 days after it went on the market. It was approximately $5,000 over the asking price. If we ever sold the house that we're in now, the first person we would call would be Christy Moore.
If you want to sell your house, call now at 866-404-5858. 866-404-5858.
I hate knee pain. Folks, it's a miracle. This program ended my knee pain, and Dr. Brian Paris is here to tell you how I Hate Knee Pain in Rockville could get rid of your knee pain, too.
Well, Rich, as you know, living with knee pain can be completely debilitating. Something as simple as walking up the stairs is difficult when you have arthritis and other kinds of knee pain. But I Hate Knee Pain has a solution. We listen and respect you. Tailor your program to what you need. No surgery, no drugs, and it's designed to keep you out of the operating room. We deliver knee pain relief quickly and effectively. Plus, I Hate Knee Pain is covered by Medicare and all major medical insurances. All you have to do is call 301-679-7900 to eliminate your knee pain. We did it for Rich, and we can do it for you.
It's an amazing program that truly cares about its patients. Head on over to IHateKneePain.com and stop living with knee pain.
With the exception of Medicaid, all major medical insurance and Medicare is accepted.
Being hungry for a Thanksgiving meal? That's nothing new, but someone homeless like Kevin, he was starving and on the edge of disaster. And he knew the Central Union Mission was a place to find life-changing hope.
I remember saying to myself, if I can make it there, I'll be okay.
That is why your gift of $2.09 is so important, to make sure that no one like Kevin has to get turned away. Give today at missiondc.org, and don't forget the mission in your CFC contributions.
Mostly cloudy and mild today, low of 58. Mainly cloudy tomorrow, quite mild, high 72. Cloudy and mild tomorrow night and Thursday morning with some rain at times. Low tomorrow night, 63. For Thursday afternoon, mostly cloudy, breezy and warm with a passing shower, high 75. Breezy and chillier Friday, turning out mostly sunny, high 56. With the AccuWeather forecast, this is meteorologist Bob Larson.
Once again, I want to remind you that we are so close to our goal. Compared to where we started, our goal is 6,720 copies of the Bible through the great ministry of the Bible League International. And it couldn't come at a better time. The Church of Jesus Christ is under affliction and persecution in so many parts of the world as it has never been before. And as a result, the Word of God is more needed than ever before. So our goal remains 1,577 Bibles as of start of show today that we need to complete the campaign, and I'm hoping that you'll help us. I want to say a huge thank you, can't say a big enough one, to all of you who've already given something, whether it's $5 or $50 or $500 or $5,000, whatever you can give, we need, and we have all the information coming right up for you. As we wrap up the afternoon, I hope that you'll make a call or go online and make a gift.
The following program is sponsored by the Bible League International.
Yes-WORD, 800-937-9673. 800-937-9673, or online at our website, wava.com. Click on the Stand With Them Bibles for the Persecuted Church banner. Henry Blackaby said, will God ever ask you to do something you are not able to do? The answer is yes, all the time. It must be that way for God's glory and kingdom. If we function according to our ability alone, we get the glory. If we function according to the power of the Holy Spirit within us, God gets the glory. He wants to reveal himself to a watching world. And folks, I believe that's true in every aspect of our lives. Right now, God may be speaking to you to do something that's beyond your ability financially to do. But if it's God speaking to you, he will honor your faith and he will honor that gift, whatever it is that he's putting on your heart. Chuck Colson said, the Bible, banned, burned, beloved. most widely read, most frequently, more frequently attacked than any other book in history. Generations of intellectuals have attempted to discredit it. Dictators of every age have outlawed it and executed those who read it. Yet soldiers carry it into battle, believing it more powerful than their weapons. Fragments of it smuggled into solitary prison cells have transformed ruthless killers into gentle giants. It is the life-changing agent that God has put in our hands, and he's telling us, what are you going to do with it? Actually asking us, what are you going to do with it? Are you going to just keep it to yourself, or are you willing to share it with others? When we realize what it costs some people in other countries just to try to win their own children to Christ, that itself is amazing.
We cannot preach to children under 18. That is their practice and law. But when the parents bring kids to the church, when you can teach them English, and then you can send the gift of gospel to them, it is a great joy.
My life has been richly blessed by the fact that I grew up in a home where the Bible was paramount from my earliest days. It enriched my life in ways that I can't even imagine as I think of the love for God's word that my family built into my life. I'm sure many of you are doing the same thing, but think of that woman who says, we want to share our faith and share the word of God with our children, but it may cost us dearly to do that. So that's another reason why we're saying, would you go to the phone and help these people make Bibles available to them? Bible League will take care of getting it into their heart, into their hands. I assure you of that. But it's our part to just simply say, okay, here's 5 Bibles, here's 50 Bibles, here's 100, here's 500 Bibles, here's my gift right now. And the number to do that is 800-YES-WORD, 800-937-9673, 800-937-9673, or online at our website, wava.com.
This is Lon Heechen of the Hoover Institution for townhall.com. The Democrats seem to have an impeachment problem. Recent polling from the New York Times and Siena College shows that in 6 swing states that President Trump won in 2016, registered voters generally support the impeachment inquiry, but oppose impeaching the president and removing him from office by a margin of 53-43%. So, the more Democrats pursue the impeachment of President Trump, the more it seems to work against them. That's because this pursuit seems to come at the expense of progress on the issues voters actually care about, like jobs, the state of the economy, and keeping our communities and country safe. Historically, it's been these issues that have a greater impact on the outcome of elections. Nancy Pelosi has boasted that Democrats can walk and chew gum at the same time. In other words, pursue both impeachment and progress on the pocketbook issues that Americans care about. But in watching them recently, you have to wonder if that's really true. I'm Lon Heechen.
Sponsored by ADF, Alliance Defending Freedom.
Don Crow here again for the Bible League, thanking all of you who've been so helpful in our campaign to stand with them, Bibles for the Persecuted Church. Your response has been very generous, but we still are a few thousand Bibles short of our goal of providing nearly 7,000 Bibles for our fellow Christians around the world. And we only have a few days left to complete our efforts. So would you consider an extra generous gift right now to the Bible League? $50 buys 10 Bibles, $100 buys 20, $250 buys 50 Bibles, and a gift of $500 will provide 100 Bibles to suffering Christians all over the world. And I can assure you, your gift of any amount is going to be a huge blessing to brothers and sisters in Christ who need us right now more than ever before. Just call 800-YES-WORD with your most generous gift right now, would you? That's 800-937-9673. 800-937-9673. 9673, 800-937-9673, or give online at wava.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Guys, got hair loss? I know what you're thinking. Should I shave my head, comb it over, wear a hat? Just stop. This isn't 1970. Keep your hair and your confidence because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, can give you your real, natural-looking hair back permanently. They're giving away an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card to everyone who texts MORE to 85850. Dude, you don't have to look like your dad because this isn't your dad's hair loss treatment. People all over the country trust Bosley because they use the latest technology to give you your real hair back. You wash it, You cut it. It's your own, real, naturally growing hair. And the best part, Bosley's permanent solution is protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Let them show you for free how awesome your hair could look with an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off. Text MORE to 85850. That's M-O-R-E to 85850.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results vary. Exclusions apply.
Contacts and glasses are such a hassle. I'd love to finally get LASIK, but...
I'm going to stop you right there. If you want LASIK, then the LASIK Vision Institute has officially taken away everything standing in your way.
Isn't LASIK expensive?
Not at the LASIK Vision Institute. We're offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. See for free if LASIK is right for you by texting RADIO to 350-350.
But I'm really busy.
A text only takes seconds, and the LASIK procedure typically only takes 15 minutes. And best of all, most patients can get back to work the following day.
I had no idea.
The LASIK Vision Institute uses the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision. We've performed over 1.3 million procedures. That's experience you can trust. And we're offering 20% off our already low-cost services.
What's that text again?
Text RADIO to 350-350. That's R-A-D-I-O to 350-350 to schedule your free consultation today.
This just in. Death, destruction, and violence. Film at 11.
Come on. Is all the news really bad? How about some good news in your daily routine? You'll find it when you log on to Christianity.com. They've got great devotionals, terrific Bible study tools, quizzes, and links to the day's most inspiring stories from around the web. Get good news every day when you set your homepage to Christianity.com. Make a difference in your internet life. Christianity.com.
Yes Words, the number to call with your gift to the Bible League campaign, 800-937-9673, 800-937-9673. $5 buys a Bible. Multiply that, if you would, as generously as your checkbook and your heart will allow. That's an amazing thing to be able to purchase and provide and place a Bible anywhere in the world for $5. None of us could, of course, afford to do that on our own, but the Bible League is saying we'll do it if you'll just provide the resource for the Bibles. Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord. We know that scripture well, many of us. The wicked shall be turned into hell, however, is another scripture, and all the nations that forget God. That's another scripture of another sort. The nation who honors and knows the Lord and honors his word is blessed. Those who turn away from that word of God and the God of that word are destined for disaster. No other two ways to put it. Albert Bayard Cummins wrote this. The empire of Caesar is gone. The legions of Rome are smoldering in the dust. The avalanches of Napoleon hurled upon Europe have melted away. The prince of the pharaohs is fallen. The pyramids that raised to be their tombs are sinking every day in the desert sands. Tyre is a rock for bleaching fishermen's nets. Sidon has scarcely left a wreck behind, but the word of God still survives. All things that threaten to extinguish it have only aided it. And it proves every day how transient the noblest monument that men can build and how enduring is the least word that God has spoken. Now, I haven't seen the story in years. I trust I have my facts correct. But as I recall, of course, many of you know the French satirist, brilliant atheist Voltaire was an enemy of the cross, an enemy of the faith, an enemy of God. And I believe it was Voltaire who predicted that within 50 years of his lifetime, the Bible would cease to exist. As I recall the story, at some point his own house was turned into a place for producing and distributing Bibles. I'll have to check the details again. But in any event, there is that long train of shipwrecks of men and women who've stood against the Word of God and have not survived it, but rather it has survived them and will one day stand to be their judge. What about us? What are we going to do with this powerful force? That's really what this call is all about, this call to share the Word of God. And there are so many who, as we've already said, desperately need it. they're longing and praying and hoping for just something, just a few copies of the Bible. I've played this clip in an earlier hour. It's one of my favorite audio clips from the Bible League because every time it reminds me when I hear it, how far would I go to provide the Bible for some other people? For example, would you drive from here to another state altogether? You say, of course I would. If it was necessary, would you drive across the country in your comfortable air-conditioned car to provide some Bibles to those, God knows the left coast needs it too, right? You say, of course I would, Don. Of course I'd do whatever I could. Well, how about this? Would you do what this brother, Pastor Romeo, did?
Now, there are islands that you have to fly 2 hours by plane from Manila, and you have to travel 6 hours by boat. Now they have Bibles now, because one of the impact of the Project Philip program is among the mountains, what we call the Sierra Madre. You know, two pastors deep from the mountain. They had to rise up 3 a.m. and walk for 2 hours. And after that, they have to ride a banca across the river, along the river. But their banca is only a floating log of a coconut trunk. And they have to do that for an hour and then walk again for 3 hours just to get hold of those precious Bibles. And when they have those copies, they will return in the same way again to bring those Bibles to people whom they are ministering.
I just am moved by that when I hear it. They walk out of the mountains for, 2 or 3 hours. They ride in a floating log for a boat, and then they walk again to get the Bibles. Then they reverse that trek to go back home with the scriptures. And you hear him, this is not something they just do once, but it's their lifestyle, their hunger for the Word of God, and those to whom they're ministering is so great, they're willing to, and you can only imagine, the risk of life and limb either from the elements or animals or even enemies of the cross who would love to interrupt them and destroy what they're trying to do. I mean, it really, when you think about it, it kind of is embarrassing, isn't it, that all we're being asked to do is pick the phone up. No danger there, right? Make a call or go online in our comfortable offices, homes, whatever. And believe me, I want to say that often. I don't begrudge any of the creature comforts we've been given in this country. I celebrate them. I thank God for them. It's made our work so much easier to get it done. But it also has removed a lot of the excuses that we might otherwise have. These brothers aren't looking for excuses. They're saying we want to get those Bibles and we'll do whatever we have to get them. So I'm asking you, would you join people like that right now with a generous gift, a $500 gift? I need some of those right now. A $1,000 gift. We need some of those. And yes, we need the $5 and $50 and $100 gifts. So nobody should feel left out. We need you right now at 800-YES-WORD. 800-937-9673. 800-937-9673. I'll say it one more time. 800-937-9673. If you're at your computer, just go online to WAVA.com. Click on the Stand With Them Bibles for the Persecuted Church banner.
Nobody wakes up and says, today is the day that I get to look into whether refinancing my mortgage would be smart. The perception of refinancing is that it's often as smooth as shaving with a cheese grater, which we're guessing is not smooth. But our Faith and Family Mortgage team would ask you to consider two things. One, rates have gotten awesomely lower as of late. And while we normally don't talk about rates going up and down, because we try to just be here when the time is right for you, if you've been thinking about trying to lower your monthly payment a bit before Christmas, or if you've been thinking about cashing out a chunk of equity, now would be a time to at least think about it. Secondly, times have changed. We don't have a fancy app, but we do have a team specifically committed to WAVA. And if refinancing is right for you, we're going to do all the work so that you don't have to worry about the stress. We are United Faith Mortgage.
We pay your appraisal fees, up to $500. That's out-of-pocket money you'd have to pay before closing.
UMC Mortgage Company, Melville, New York, NMLS number 1330, NMLSConsumerAccess.org. In refinance, total financing charges may be higher over life of loan.
Your daughter's boyfriend is thinking marriage. What do you do? On the next Focus on the Family, Dr. Greg Smalley shares questions he asked his future son-in-law in order to make sure he was ready to wed. From communication styles to handling conflict and finances, Greg will give a lot to consider before you offer your blessing. Next time on Focus on the Family with Jim Daly.
Tuesday at 4:30 a.m., 7 a.m., 11:30 a.m., and 8:30 p.m. on WAVA.
Well, hello, everyone. This is James Dobson. Let me invite you to tune in to our program, Family Talk. We want to provide encouragement for families with timely advice on marriage and parenting. Proverbs 24:3 says, "Through wisdom a house is built, and by understanding it is established." Join me for Family Talk.
Family Talk with Dr. James Dobson, weeknights at 6:30 on WAVA.
I'd been searching for ways to grow deeper in my faith and strengthen my daily walk, and I found it at crosswalk.com. From Bible study tools to Christian living articles, devotionals, movie reviews, to marriage and finance articles, well, you get the idea. Crosswalk.com also has a great online community of Christians just like me. With everything just a click away, it's like having a trusted friend, teacher, and mentor right here at my desk every day.
Crosswalk.com, the intersection of faith and life.
Here's Dr. Charles Stanley.
There isn't anything in this Bible that is unimportant. There are no attributes of God, no characteristics of God that are not essential in my relationship to Him. Not one single thing.
Hear Volume 2 of the series, The Character of God, this week on In Touch with Dr. Charles Stanley.
Weekday mornings at 8:30 on WAVA.
Don Crow here again for the Bible League, thanking all of you who've been so helpful in our campaign to stand with them, Bibles for the Persecuted Church. Your response has been very generous, but we still are a few thousand Bibles short of our goal of providing nearly 7,000 Bibles for our fellow Christians around the world. And we only have a few days left to complete our efforts. So would you consider an extra generous gift right now to the Bible League? $50 buys 10 Bibles, $100 buys 20, $250 buys 50 Bibles, and a gift of $500 will provide 100 Bibles to suffering Christians all over the world. And I can assure you, your gift of any amount is going to be a huge blessing to brothers and sisters in Christ who need us right now more than ever before. Just call 800-YES-WORD with your most generous gift right now, would you? That's 800-937-9673. 800-937-9673. 9673, 800-937-9673, or give online at WAVA.com.
A-Action Home Services, plumbing, electrical, heating, and air, serving D.C., Maryland, and Virginia daily, 703-922-1900.
The Don Crow Show is brought to you in part by Local Expert Realty, where Realtor Christy Moore promises she'll sell your home in 58 days, or she'll buy it. And here's her phone number. 866-404-5858. That's 866-404-5858. Or just go to soldin58.com on the web. That's soldin and the numbers 58.com.
So I have been so confident once I experienced God's power in my life, just 1.5 months, and that I could go around and share the word of God with many people. I'd be bringing about 40 of them to Christ with us.
That clip is so powerful, and yet it runs by so quickly. It's about 15 seconds long. This is a woman named Nina who's speaking, and of course the translator's telling us from Thailand what she's saying. Just a Christian, 1.5 months, already has led 40 people to Jesus Christ. And that ought to challenge us. It ought to embarrass us if we have not been sharing our faith the way we should with all the freedoms we have. As you know, many of these people do so under great duress, great danger, great risk. But the point is that these are the same people. Well, just as case in point, if you think about it, she has 40 new believers who I think it would be fair to say now need 40 new Bibles. And we learn the story because of the work of the Bible League. So the Bible League brings us this story, and there's so many more like it. And they say, look, these people are out winning their villages to Christ. They're winning their nations to Christ. They're winning their neighbors to Christ. They are bringing in brothers and sisters who are former Muslims, former Hindus, or whatever other religious background, former animists. And they are bringing them into the glorious light of the gospel. Now what do we do? They desperately need these Bibles. So these Bibles, I can assure you, do not go and sit on a shelf somewhere in some foreign country, whether it's India or Egypt or Ethiopia or Thailand or Philippines or wherever, they are immediately put into right into work, if you will, in nourishing these new believers and helping them come into a place of real maturity in the Christian faith. So that's why we're asking you, would you help us minister to those new converts, those new believers, and those searching souls who are hungry and want a Bible? Bible League is doing everything it can, but they need our partnership and help as well. Your gift of $5, $50, $100, $1,000, $500, anything you can give, I beg you to make that call. 800-YES-WORD. 800-937-9673. 800-937-9673. Online at our website, WAVA.com. God bless you. Thank you so much for doing it right now.
Insight for Living with Chuck Swindoll is heard weekday mornings at 6:30 on Life-Changing Talk Radio, WAVA.
Don't let the busyness of life keep you from receiving the hope and healing God has for you. The Pray With Me prayer app will provide encouragement from believers praying for you. Visit praywithme.com.
Lives change here. You're listening to 105.1 FM, WAVA-FM, and HD1 Arlington. Life changing. WAVA.